This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, I want to talk about Wyatt Langford being the everyday center fielder and weird statistical categories that people lead baseball in. I also want to tell you how to meet Adolis Garcia today. I've also been informed of people putting together their super team list to fight this gorilla.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll tell you what I don't like.
This gorilla is not even out there. This is an imaginary, hypothetical gorilla, guys. This is not a real, no real gorillas volunteering to fight all these people.
Yeah, because we get gorillas to volunteer for most of the stuff they have to do. Those gorillas didn't volunteer to be in that zoo.
Just ask Harambe.
Oh, man.
You don't have the song either. You don't have it ready.
I don't have it ready, but I've listened to that song at least like 200 times. So I don't like people going to ChatGPT to get the answer for the 100 people against the gorilla, because sometimes people will be like, you can just Google it. But the fun is the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to hear the ramblings of nonsensical people and myself while we try to get this figured out. So we're going to get to that in just a second.
All right.
In the meantime, and this is definitely more pressing, you can meet Adolis Garcia today at Kroger on 3300 Texas Sage Trail in Fort Worth. Is that close to Alex's house and he probably could have gone if he wasn't working? Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That would have sucked.
Well, tough luck for you. He'll be there starting at noon today.
From the 817, El Bombi's 2 miles from where I live, but I can't go because I'm stuck at stupid work. You can go. Mm. All you have to do is be missing for a little bit.
Oh, I'll see you guys later then.
Yeah, just do a bathroom break. It's 2 miles.
If I can tell you.
You have further to go, though.
I said this earlier. If the goaltender for the Minnesota Wild can leave a playoff game because he doesn't feel well, you can leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm bitter. I had it at 10-1 on underdog. You can leave your job to go meet Adolis Garcia. So he'll be there starting at noon. Meet Texas Rangers right fielder Adolis Garcia at the Kroger in Fort Worth, 3300 Texas Sage Trail. Now we're going to get to Wyatt.
Real quick, they're discussing Kevin in the YouTube right now, the fine for the Falcons.
Okay, and they're like, which hey, we hit at the top of the show.
Don't really care. Like, they're like, I don't, like, it's Shador Sanders. I don't. The NFL is trying to say this can't happen again. Like, this is ruining things.
Yes.
So don't let this happen again.
Yes. No, I agree with that.
That's why the fine exists.
And that's why they listed it as breach of confidential information.
Exactly.
So it wasn't like, oh, we feel bad about what happened to Dion. Like, that's fine. And maybe they do. But they feel bad that their process got circumvented.
Exactly.
All right. Now, I want to go to the 100 people versus gorilla for just a second, because Corey has run down a list of sports people, and I have started to catch the fever that we can do this. I hadn't really thought about this. I would never want to fight a gorilla, but
I see it
when
was
you gave out this list. I was like, maybe
there was a time that Reggie and I were discussing the gorilla with a sword, and that we were like, no, you're not going to fight that gorilla. I don't even want to take my chances with that.
Were the people talking about like 100 third graders or whatever?
Yeah.
And it depends, do they come in single file
you
or do they all
one up
go
by
after
the legs and just spin in a circle until they're all knocked out? That's how you do it. So they went through this person. And I'm sorry, I don't know who JP Hovey is. I don't want anybody that's in the conversation. He has a top 100 list of people that he wants to be in this fight against the gorilla. Number 100, myself, won't do anything but can claim I was on the team that got the dub. And that's very important.
That's a good point.
R. Kelly, bait. P. Diddy, bait. Harvey Weinstein, bait. All right, so those are names that he just threw out there for
just
bait.
Just 1 second. Uh-huh. Is the gorilla aware of happenings in the social world?
No, they're put out there.
Okay.
And we understand that we're not really concerned about them because of the social
world.
Right?
You made it sound like the gorilla's like, oh, that son of a gun tried to cast and couch my cousin. Went after her.
Number 89, Conor McGregor from Roadhouse, though, that version of him.
You're not going to go full Bobby, though.
88 is Ken Griffey Jr. as a photographer. So that's an important one to have there.
We got a lot of secondary jobs on this team.
There's also... Tyson Fury, throw him out there. But here's your top 25 on his list. Number 25, Zion Williamson.
I get
that
it.
That dude's a beast. He's an absolute beast. Another one, Jason Momoa at 24.
Ooh, Aquaman.
Number 23, Kris Jenner as bait. Number 22 and 21.
We have a lot of bait.
Tom Hardy. Yeah. Well, some people are dying. Some people are getting knocked out. And so you're going to need more bait around just to bring them in, you know. Turtle Man and Tom Hardy. Khabib at 20.
Oh, yeah.
Jokic's brother at 19.
Oh, yeah.
Which one, though?
I need both of them.
Okay, so they're a pair. Reuben Foster at 18. Number 17, a random psycho high school defensive coordinator / history teacher. You know you had one. It was Coach Cates, all right? Was mine.
Because
he bench-pressed 245 pounds with one hand. I saw it.
Do you think he'll also throw off the gorilla because he'll be wearing his coaching shorty shorts?
Probably
you know what I'm talking about.
They're called bike shorts because the name is B-I-K-E, and they have two buttons at the top.
Yeah, they have these shorty shorts that would make 1970s NBA players blush at how short they are.
Number 16, 50 Cent in his prime. Number 15, Ja Morant in charge of celebration after the dub because he's going to throw a grenade.
Still, my biggest issue with this list is we have too many people that aren't part of the main quest.
No, they are. They're going to be involved. Number 14, Undertaker, the last guy to enter.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That sounds gross. What does that mean?
He likes to show up at the end of the Royal Rumble.
All right. Numbers
Brock Lesnar?
13, 12, and 11, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, and Steve Ranella.
Okay.
Number 10, my dad, when he was mad at me for handing him the wrong screwdriver. You've never seen a dad more angry than whenever his kid doesn't know which tool he asked for.
I just wish.
I used to hold the flashlight for
I
my
could
dad.
Could have seen my dad get
okay,
angry.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, you're right. That's why I said my dad, Kevin. Number 9, Deontay Wilder, you know, for that one punch.
Yes.
The Rock at 8, David Goggins for the halftime speech at number 7, because you're going to need that motivation.
The halftime speech? You don't get to call a timeout against the gorilla.
You don't know. Maybe the gorilla just said
actually,
that was part of
true.
The CBA. The gorilla was like, look, man, if I'm going to do this.
It's a fair point. I can't say that. I have no idea the logistics of this competition.
Two actors at 6 and 5. Number 6, Sly Stallone. Number 5, Chris Hemsworth. Number 4, Ray Lewis, captain and pregame speech. You need him, all right?
Okay.
Alex Pereira, Pereira in charge of the walkout.
Yes.
And then Aaron Donald and John Jones at the top of the list.
And we got MMA represented, boxing.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wrestling, basketball.
Dude, Aaron Donald baseball. Being in the, at the top of that is pretty impressive, though. So that's a tough group, man, that you're going to be going up against, Mr. Gorilla. Mr. Non-existent gorilla that's never going to happen in this fight.
So was this?
Why are we trying to do this?
I was about
to ask.
Why are
we trying to get in a fight?
Was this just one person who put this out, like on TikTok, and everyone brought it up, or has this been like a percolating discussion for weeks?
I think Twitter's been rocking with it for a minute now.
Okay,
I noticed I was brought to the awareness of it on Monday. Monday is whenever my buddy was like, "Dude, have you seen this?" And then I started looking at Twitter and I was like, this is an absolute blast. The fact that people are being this creative with coming up with lists. And also anytime now that you see like videos of some woman beating up a car, they're like, add her to the list. You know, like you're just like, she's mad at her boyfriend for something. Go ahead and add her to it. So,
oh man, then would you add E Honda? Because he can wreck
he's
that
not real.
Car
he's not.
On Street Fighter.
I guess this is a fictitious gorilla, so I guess we can use fictitious E-Honda.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 8 as we transition from that to Wyatt Langford.
First pitch, he swings, hits one on the ground. Fair ball down the left field line. Ricochets off the sidewall, back to left field. One run scores. Berger rounds third. He scores. Tavares racing around third. He scores without a throw. The left fielder Soderstrom had a tough time picking it up. Wyatt Langford with a bases clearing double. And the Rangers have a 7-run inning. And they lead 11-0.
You know, it's interesting.
That was an 8-run inning to finish it off, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Did you get nervous for half a second when Dane Dunning came in and immediately gave up 2 runs? And you're like, I know they're probably not going to come back, but what a kick.
Not concerned at all.
Okay.
At that point.
For half a second, I got concerned because I was like, this is going to be catastrophic.
Yes.
We score all of the runs and then just totally lose it.
And, I mean, to that point, we discussed it a little earlier this morning. Jacob DeGrom was phenomenal last night. To get that, to start off the game the way he did, he looked like he was Jacob DeGrom again, pitching low in the zone, hitting those bottom corners. When Jacob DeGrom is throwing all of his stuff on the bottom line of the strike zone, you're not hitting him. And so to go from that and then to get to Dane Dunning, they probably felt very good about themselves at that point because DeGrom had been destroying them. But Dane Dunning, he did, you know, ultimately get you out of the game, and that's what matters.
Yes, I agree with that. Now, the idea of Wyatt Langford being the center fielder, we brought this up last year, and one of the biggest things working against him, or I guess there's two issues. He doesn't have a lot of outfield in general experience, let alone at center field. And then Evan Carter was still there. Well, Evan Carter went down to the minors, although...
Sounds like he's doing all right.
If you look at the last 10 games, we talked about his struggles to start the minor league season. But, like, that's what was probably always going to happen, right? Is you sent Evan Carter down there. My idea was to hit leadoff every single day. I realized for back management, that hasn't been possible. To hit leadoff every single day. I don't care if you strike out 50 times against left-handers. Get better every single time. And he started out horribly in the minors. But if you look at the last 10 games or so, and even a little bit before that, he has really started to heat up. So part of this will hinge on, would they bring Evan Carter back up sooner rather than later to patrol center field? Because if that happens, then we won't have this conversation as much. But if not, Wyatt Langford, the center fielder.
Okay.
Because Bruce Bochy compared him to Buster Posey. And I know you might be like, well, hold on, that's a totally different position. But here's the reason. He said, you think about the talent, the player, and how smart they are. And I compare him to Buster Posey. And one of the things he said was...
So he's eventually going to be our GM is what I'm hearing?
I mean, maybe. But he said Buster got better and better, and Wyatt has done that as well. Neither of them had a lot of minor league at-bats. We brought them up. They had to figure it out while they were up here, and they did it quickly. It shows their ability to adjust. And so you can logically translate that to defensive purposes as well. Because don't forget, Wyatt Langford didn't have a ton of experience in left field either. And then Bochy said, we've talked to Wyatt a little bit about it. I'll say this, he's a great option. He runs well. He's comfortable out there. But one of the issues right now is what happened? He just got back from the injured list.
Yep.
And as we've talked about with Josh Hamilton in the past, Mike Trout more currently. Being the center fielder is brutal in terms of the running you have to do.
That's all it puts on your body.
Exactly. And so that was one of the things that Bosch threw out there. He goes, hey, we really want to ride with this for a minute, make sure he's healthy, and then we'll see. But not, I don't know. It's, we've talked to him, mm-hmm. and we'll see. So it sounds like this could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the skill set of the player, he's the commander of the outfield at that point. He gets to kind of, you know, control everything that he wants, and he's such a smart player. And learning the positions still. Like, you still see moments where his tracking, you're like, oh, well, what did he need to do there?
Yep.
Like, those still exist, but he's learning at a very fast rate. And his consistency in his daily approach, I think, is another thing that he sees that's similar to Posey in the way that they go about their business to get better. They don't get too beat up by anything. They're just so consistent and steady. And then on top of that, the power that comes along with it. So you know that there is a high ceiling for that player in particular.
And Wyatt Langford, you saw it again yesterday. I know we played the highlight of the hit when the game was pretty much over, but he had also drawn a walk. Him and Josh Smith are the only two consistent players you have that have an on-base percentage at 400 or, quite frankly, anywhere near 400. And so it makes a lot of sense because you've put Wyatt in the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, hey, your center fielder is your leadoff hitter.
Yep.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense throughout the history of baseball. No, I know baseball has been evolving.
Yeah. Otis Nixon was not Wyatt Langford.
Sure.
Damon Buford was not Wyatt Langford. You know this.
Absolutely, but I'm fascinated by this idea. And I don't know how long it takes to say, hey, we feel comfortable that he's healthy. And then it might be another thing where, hey, let's wait until Corey Seager comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have like the top of our lineup constructed how we want. Then we can start making defensive shifts. Or maybe those have nothing to do with one another.
The 214, why are you guys trying to get rid of Taveras? Here's last night, he got lucky. He bobbled a ball in center field and threw it to second base. And the guy who slid into second base overslides the bag. Which is weird to me that the bag has gotten bigger and I'm seeing more people overslide the bag. This doesn't make sense. They need to start practicing with smaller bags. But he throws it, the guy overslides and gets tagged out by Josh Smith. He got lucky that happened. Otherwise, that's another error. And we've seen a calamity of them from him this year, and I haven't liked it. And I'm a huge fan of his defense, and his defense has been the thing that's been beating me up this season.
And he has played significantly better over what, probably like the last 3 weeks, but for the month, he has an on-base percentage of .262 and an OPS of .646. Now, you can live with that, as Corey just said, if he's rocketing around center field, making amazing defensive plays on a consistent basis, as well as the boring ones.
Yes, exactly. And the boring ones are the ones that are killing
me. Yeah, and you haven't seen that, at least with Wyatt Langford. I think you'll go through the same process. But you'll go through the process because he doesn't have any experience there.
Mm-hmm.
For Leody, he's been there.
Yeah.
He's been there for the big team.
Yeah, I said that at some point, I thought that that Altuve was going to cost the Astros 14 games this year in the outfield. And so there are moments where I'm like, man, how many is Leody costing me this year?
Yeah. So, and it doesn't have to be get rid of Leody, but I am curious how this discussion goes, whether it's because Evan Carter is ready to go or whether because Wyatt Langford is getting healthy and they've decided that's the best for the club.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.